Sally Harrison here with the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and it's another edition of Inside Business Podcast. Today, I have guests from Visit Mesa and a program called Mesa Plays. We have Mark Garcia, the president and CEO of Visit Mesa, and Rich Adams, a board member for Visit Mesa. And are you the president of...
Chairman of Visit Mesa's board.
I was talking about your business.
Oh, my business, yes. Southwest Business Credit Services.
President?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here today. So we have one main focus today, and that is to talk about some ballot issues, specifically questions 4, 5, and 6. So, Mark, before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you give us an overview?
Yes. Can I start from the beginning?
Yes.
First, thanks for having us.
We really
appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely.
I felt this is probably important for us to give a little bit of background, a little bit of history, how we got here, why this complex. So I've been with Visit Mesa for a little over 6 years now, about 6.5 years. I came from Visit Phoenix. And folks out there listening, you may be familiar with our name, Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau. We changed it about 5 years ago, and organizations like ours have changed our name all across the country because it more aptly describes who we are and what we do, which is
sure.
About driving visitors and their dollars to our cities.
Right.
So as I arrived, I did what any responsible CEO would do in an organization like ours, did a SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and pretty early on discovered that what we really needed was another mousetrap. A really significant one that not only entices visitors to come, but darn near obligates them. In this case, we're talking about a youth and amateur sports complex, and I'll get into the nitty-gritty of it in a second, but it would be a project, or a product rather, that would bring not just hundreds of people on a weekly basis, but you're talking thousands, if not tens of thousands of people and their dollars, so you're importing these folks and importing their dollars into the community every week.
We like visitor money.
We certainly do.
Absolutely.
We certainly do. So that's really how it initially began, then began to talking to some folks in the community about the importance and value of visitors and their dollars and why this project could be really important. And I ran across Rich Adams sitting next to me, and Rich at the time was chair of the Economic Development Advisory Board for the City of Mesa, also serving already on the Board of Directors for Visit Mesa. And he said, Mark, I think that you ought to come speak to this Falcon Field Visioning Commission. So those efforts were going on. And Rich, maybe you can speak about that.
Yep, a lot of work being done out there.
Well, there is a lot of work being done out there. The Falcon Visioning Commission took a look at the area surrounding Falcon Field from a number of different standpoints. And not only how to retain and attract jobs, high-wage jobs, and new companies to the area, but the one thing that really stood out as unique and different, in my opinion, as chair of that commission, was the concept of this sports complex.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only could we build it with visitor dollars primarily, but it would bring a great number of visitors. They're going to have to stay somewhere. They're going to shop somewhere. They're going to eat somewhere. And what a wonderful way to turn an underutilized piece of desert that maybe you can walk your dog on or play frisbee golf on today if you can find your way through the weeds and the cactus into just a wonderful sports complex that I think puts Mesa on the map.
Well, and that specific piece of property can only be used for certain things, as I understand it.
That's right. So Correct. It was deeded by the Bureau of Land Management about 40 years ago, I believe.
Yes.
And with that deed came some certain restrictions that they have. And to your point, yes, it can only be used for recreational purposes.
So what would be better than a sports complex?
What would be better than a sports complex?
Okay, so over time, over the last couple of years, people have referred to it as a soccer complex. So what's the difference now?
Well, not only can you play soccer there, you can play football there. If you can play it on a field, you can play it there.
Mm-hmm.
Mark can probably elaborate on the various sports, but lacrosse, football, soccer.
Rugby, I don't know if you just mentioned field hockey. Disabled sports. There are sports, baseball even, that blind children or adults even, they'll play baseball, but it's on flat grass or flat turf. Rather than on diamonds with a hill, because obviously that could create some issues there.
Right.
You're talking ultimate frisbee, canine agility events. It could be a home for city festivals and concerts. I mean, really the possibilities are endless, which is why we've made this and we've tried to build this as a multi-purpose, multi-use sports facility and not only a soccer field complex.
Yeah.
Now, soccer, we make no apologies for it. It is by far the largest sports tourism market. They bring the largest number, largest dollars. And so the soccer community will be using this both locally, regionally, and nationally, all free. So it will, you know, be used by soccer players and soccer clubs, but it will have uses and for all different types of sports community.
Currently, there are fields out there, right? How many fields?
There are six at the current, what's known as the Red Mountain Soccer Complex.
Okay.
Just west, just down the street from where this location is, maybe a quarter of a mile.
But we definitely do not have enough fields in Mesa. There is a need. This will greatly help meet the need. And, yeah, I'm thinking back to my Special Olympics volunteer days. This kind of a complex would be great for those type of events. You name it. You can play it on a field. You can do it there.
I've heard Parks and Rec talk a lot about the addition of this opportunity for Mesa and what it brings to the city. I know Mark Hirschberg is obviously a big fan of this. And I'm looking at your list here of other folks that have endorsed this project. It looks pretty lengthy. And it looks like there's folks from local, but also a lot of people out of state.
I'm glad you brought that up because we have, I mean, really 2-3 inch stacks of letters from clients, from the user groups, from the lacrosse and football and rugby, all those groups we talked about earlier, who have suggested that, look, if you build this, we will come. They're just waiting for November 6th to come so that they can start booking business.
Mm-hmm.
And, for your listeners out there, I have a long history in this marketplace. I've been booking youth and amateur sports business for 22 years. And we have another staff member at Visit Mesa who's also an expert in this field. We were in Colorado Springs talking to the NGBs, which are the national governing bodies for all the Olympic sports. We are in Indianapolis every year visiting with NCAA. So we have all the bases covered when it comes to youth and amateur sports. We know who the clients are. They know who we are. They know this is coming, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ready to execute contracts.
I want to pick up on something Mark just said. In my time on the Visit Mesa board and in my time on the Economic Development Advisory Board, I've seen a lot of things come and go. And I know one thing for certain. Mark and his team can fill these fields. We can deliver what we're talking about here, and we did it right. We went to Elliott Pollock and Associates and had them do a feasibility study, an economic impact study. And even
twice
if
now.
You, twice now over the course of time, and if you take these numbers at 50% of what we think are reasonably projected numbers, this thing still works.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't some pie in the sky deal, a hopeful dream.
Mm-hmm.
It works. The numbers work. It makes sense from an economic development standpoint. It is exactly what that area needs. And I'm very confident that when Mark Garcia and his team say we can deliver this, it will be delivered.
Well, appreciate you saying that. Sally, can we talk about those numbers just a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're talking about if booked at full capacity. And full capacity, for most people, you'd say 100% of the pipeline. In this case, 100% is actually 80%. We're taking 20% off the top because we know there's going to be slippage. Right now, there aren't enough hotels in Mesa for the really large groups that we are going to be booking.
Sure.
And we know that some neighboring communities are going to benefit, at least in the short term. So when we talk about booking it at full capacity, we're really talking at 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And in that scenario, we're bringing 350,000 new visitors to Mesa every year. And they're directly spending, and this is no multipliers, no inducements, $200 million in Mesa alone. There's also other impacts.
It's an impressive number.
It is. And then if you talk about total economic output with the multipliers and inducements, it's an annual total economic output of $350 million. And again, these numbers are each year.
So you're talking about a lot of visitors coming in. Talk about how our residents in Mesa will be able to utilize these fields.
They'll be able to use them just about every day. So what we could talk about what's in question four, what's in question five and six. Why don't I just do that now? So
sure.
In question four,
mm-hmm.
In addition to the miles and miles of new trails and pathways, bike pathways, hiking and biking. There's miles and miles of that in question mm-hmm. four, along with a significant renovation to the IDEA Museum in downtown. There's a federal building in downtown that is below fire code right now. If it's brought up, we can do some great events in that space. There's a brand new library going in Southeast Mesa.
District 6.
There'll be two additional libraries throughout the city that are going to receive some renovations. There's a couple dog parks in here. There's really something for everybody all in every corner of Mesa in question mm-hmm. four.
Okay.
Part of Mesa Plays, the sports complex, is also wrapped up in question four. So there are 9 artificial fields. Those are the fields that the local residents will be able to practice on, play on every single night of the week. It's actually 10, because one of those artificial fields is wrapped up into question five.
Okay.
So there's 10 artificial fields that will be coming into the market that don't currently exist. Plus, depending on the league you play in, the club you play for, whatever sport it's in, if your club or league is going to be in a tournament playing in that facility, then you local resident will also be able to play on that on the weekends.
Great. Okay, so we covered question four. Let's talk about five.
Question five simply authorizes the construction of this complex.
Okay.
Just as simple. The voters just have to say yes. It's not a tax. It doesn't involve spending.
Say that again.
It is not. Question five is not a tax.
I think that needs to be really hit home to people because there's so much on our ballot in November, and you know, we need to make sure that people understand what all of these different things mean.
I can simplify that. Every question on that ballot is legitimate, important. Let's just vote yes for Mesa.
There we go. Well, that's
question five is just something that the citizens thought it was important to have the citizenry say yes to spending questions. It is not a tax. It just allows us to move forward.
So can we talk about what the cost is?
So the full project, the entire 24 field complex, is $55 million.
Mm-hmm. And how does that break down for people like me and Bob and others who live in Mesa?
Good question. So 20 of that million, mm-hmm. 20 of that $55 million is in question four.
Okay.
Okay, so that's part of the bond.
Right.
Okay. If you were to prorate that from the full $111 million Parks and Culture bond, that is question four, the cost of the average Mesa homeowner would be 45 cents a month, or $5.44 a year. What we didn't talk about was question six. Question six pays for question five, which is the 15 additional fields, the spectator seating, the stadium seating, mm-hmm. and those other fields. Question six raises the hotel bed tax by 1 percentage point, from 5 points to 6 points. So it's visitors. It's the tourists who are paying for it, not local residents.
Other people's money.
And that's key. Obviously, we need people to understand that question six, when they see it, it's an additional revenue, but it's not going to be applied to us locally.
All of our friends from other states who come here for tournaments or other reasons mm-hmm. will help build this park.
The financing model is very similar to Cubs Park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you believe that building Cubs Park was good because it was good for business, it was good for tourism, it was good for sales tax revenue for the city, then you got to believe in this project, because that's just a 6-week operation,
right?
Spring training.
Right.
Whereas this is virtually a 365-day operation.
Pretty significant. Sure. Okay, so we have another minute or so. What else do people need to know?
Well, I think what I'd like folks to know is I grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid here, we had good parks. We had good places to play sports. People who came before me, I'm 60 now, people who came before me saw to it that Mesa had these amenities for kids growing up here and for youth here.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the same obligation to leave that not only for youth today, but for the future. A good friend of mine used to say, we need to plant trees the shade of which we will not stand under. This is one of those things. Invest in the future.
I would just make two final points. One is, I don't know that people necessarily understand just how dependent Mesa as a city it is on sales tax revenue just to provide essential public services to its citizenry.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you have a situation where you're having imported visitor dollars that are helping to sustain those budgets. But right now, our city budgets aren't sustainable without imported visitor dollars. So the other final point I would make is that this is a true game changer for us. This is a mousetrap that I mentioned earlier. This allows us to put a stake in the ground and authentically claim Mesa as being one of the very best cities in the country at something. In this case, it's about kids and sports, which fits perfectly into who we are as a community.
Well, and if we look back a few years when the economy was a little bit rougher, people still made sure that their kids were involved in sports. I've heard that story over and over. You may not go out to eat as much, you may not do this, you may not do that, but your kids are still always going to be involved in those sports.
And when employers look at communities to relocate in, they look for these quality of life things, so that's an economic development
piece. Pretty significant. All right. Well, thank you both for being here and taking time to explain these issues. And to everybody in Mesa, remember, questions 4, 5, and 6, along with 1, 2, and 3, need a yes vote on November 6th. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
You bet.